KX.
Morning, Sunshine. KN4 VWA. Are you already out at your first call, or are you just getting started?
My third call.
The early worm gets the bird.
Now I'm having to call it a day and head home because I got something I got to take care of there.
So it must be kind of an urgent thing, or you wouldn't have come down here just for three calls. I hope everything's all right.
Yeah, everything's all right. It's just something I can't get a hold of anybody on the phone to go take care of it for me. So, you know, what do?
Something that can't wait.
I don't know why I even pay for my phones for my wife and anybody else, because nobody ever answers them when I need them to.
I feel your pain, brother, because let me just tell you, my daughter, instead of calling her mama, she calls me and says, put mom on the phone.
I don't get it, but I'm sorry. I got changing lanes, not paying attention.
Yeah, well, you know, our wives, we spoil them so much, and that's a good thing, but we spoil them and, well, hey, you've got your phone. If anybody wants me, I just call you. They'll get a hold of you. You know, hey, I don't have to worry with that thing.
That's what I hear from mine, too.
Thing going otherwise there, Patrick. You been doing pretty good?
Yeah, I've been doing okay. Business not so great, but I don't know what to say about it.
It's like a lot of other stuff. A lot of people are waiting to see what the election does. Every 4 years, the economy pretty much goes into the jitters until everybody sees what's going on and things settle down again and everything goes back to normal.
That's some of it, but I don't know. The business has been down all year long, and then I've had all these breakdowns on top of it, so it's really put me in a pinch on the business side.
Yeah, I ran my own business for 40 years. Well, we'll come through it. You just have to, you know, what is that the Chinese say? The yin and the yang of it. You can't have the good without the bad. So, you know, you'll weather it out. We'll come through this thing on the other side. Do you think the storm had much to do with it?
It took me about 2 weeks of time, so, because I couldn't run 1 week because of the storm. The shops were closed and wasn't no point in trying. And then the second week, the tool truck broke down on the first day out, so that cost me 2 days there. And then just still people recovering from the storm, and that'll take most of the guys I deal with. If they miss a week's worth of work, it's going to take them a month to recover from it, if not longer.
Yeah, I can see that, to get the book built back up and get the cash turning again. Yeah, I see what you mean, man. Well, like I said, it'll turn around. It'll turn around.
It'll turn off.
Hey, every time you've seen a lull like this, don't you really get kind of a whiplash effect? Once things start picking up again, everybody's ordering everything in sight?
Sometimes, but I don't know. Like I said, the last year and a half has been different. There has been none of that.
For anybody to pop in there, KN4VWA. Well, see, I've kind of been out of the game for about the last, you know, well, 4 or 5 years. No, I take that back. About the last 3 or 4 years. So, you know, I don't know exactly how markets have been trending, but well, that's not good to hear. But you know, at some point, it has to come back. Stuff just continues to wear out and break.
Problem I see is a bigger long-term thing that I can't fix. The industry's going to have to fix it. You don't have the younger guys getting into the industry. If they do, they won't buy their own tools. They expect it to be provided for them. So now you've got a shop full of guys working out of one toolbox. Well, that guy gets aggravated because now he's supplying all these tools. Nobody's taking care of them. They're losing them, stealing them, whatever. They're disappearing. And he's just going and buying the cheapest thing he can get, because what's the point in buying anything with any value to it if they're not going to take care of it?
Is on the side of my box, and I catch you in it, you're going to draw back a nub.
Used to be, but this younger generation does not think like you and I do. When I started in the industry, you had your basic tools, and as long as you were buying tools, the older guys would help you out. But if you had to borrow it more than three times, you better be buying it. But that's not the rule anymore. They don't go by that. They expect you to provide everything for them.
The water's fine. Good morning. Steve and Patrick on this end.
Steve, it's a dude in 4AZE. Yeah, I just got back from Lowe's. It was, man, it doesn't get daylight till about after 7 o'clock.
Time change. But that'll all change here in about, what, 2 weeks?
After elections, like around the 8th or the 9th, I got it marked in my calendar in there, in my phone, but I'm not looking forward to it. I like my daylight time in the evening, and, you know, when you get up in the morning, that's what headlights are for. Besides, I'm always up before sun up. You know, hey, I like to see a little sunshine in the evening.
100%. But the reason they do that, I guess, is so the kids aren't standing out in the dark so much, waiting on the bus.
That's the justification behind it. But, you know, think about that. The kids aren't out there getting out there to the school buses until about, you know, 6:45. And it's daylight now. So, it's coming daylight at 7 o'clock. At least it was this morning. It'll get a little worse. You know, if you move it, well, anyhow, that's just personal preferences.
Out on your truck in the way of a socket set with, you know, ratchet, whatever?
Nothing, because I haven't got any deliveries in almost a month. So, UPS, I don't know, I got to call and find out what's going on. Either Macco's put me on hold because we're in the affected area, or UPS is not delivering. So I got to figure that out today, too.
Contribute to your retirement plan.
I tell you what, you got a smartphone, or you got one of them flip phones?
A Samsung flat phone, you know, kind of half of a tablet.
How to download an app from the app store. But when I get stopped, I'll send you a link, and it will, if you click on the link, it'll ask you to download it. It's the Macco Tools app, and that way we are not talking business on the air because legality issues. We got to watch that. But I will send that link to you, and it will give you what we have and all that. And so you can look at it that way.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about that. Yeah, this isn't telephone, is it?
Watch what I say on here about that part of things anyway.
In a bye, I don't have to.
Hit Steve, pick it up.
Comment there about Matco having you on hold because of the Western North Carolina thing. Is it because of you not being able to get delivery, or is it because they put stuff on hold for that area?
Did put things on hold for this area, the affected area, until it got sorted out. So I got to call and see if they still got me on hold or not. But I'm not sure. And during that time, we didn't have cell phones, so they put everybody on hold. And, you know, things get dropped, so it's part of it. Not mad about it. Just got to figure out how to fix it now.
Well, I'm curious. curious. Let me ask you this. With everything going on up there, not all cars were destroyed. There might have been just damage. It seems like they'd want to be getting product in there just as fast as they could so that they could get these folks going again.
That's true, but most of these cars that were in this flood are non-fixable anymore. You're going to see a lot of totaled cars, and their insurance rates are going to go through the roof. With all the electronics in them nowadays, they're done, because it'll cost more to fix it than the car's worth.
And every time we have something like this, a whole lot of flood cars hit the market. Man, you got to watch yourself. A buddy of mine picked up a Camaro SS from out of that storm that went through the Northeast. Man, that car never was right again. And they played games with getting the title run through a couple different states so that they got rid of the salvage title. It was a mess. He had to finally turn loose of that thing.
I've seen that quite a bit. Because there's certain states out there that don't do salvage titles. So they'll go title them in that state and then move them up to other areas. And lo and behold, now it doesn't have a salvage title.
Thing to do with a flood car, unless you just need the glass out of it.
For the most part, if it's an electronic part, you don't even want to get used parts out of one. And I tell you what, there's most all that stuff you don't even want to take parts off of them. They're never the same again.
Ian, that hurricane hit Charleston, the East Coast, and all. And I lost a truck and a golf cart. It came up midways on the windshield on my truck and totally submerged the golf cart. And it wasn't 3 days, that stuff, everything was turning green.
Worked on several flood victims' cars, and they are no fun to deal with.
My man wanted the golf cart. He said he's going to fix it, and I told him, dude, you got to replace everything but the body. Everything. All electronic, everything's got to be replaced. He said, I can handle it. I'm not worried about it. So I said, well, you can have the body. I sold it to him really cheap. And it was about a week later, he come back. He said, you ever have this thing serviced? And I said, well, yeah, it had new batteries, everything. He said, well, everything's rotten in this thing, man. It's all corroded, all the connectors. I said, it's been in a saltwater flood. I told you that.
Well, freshwater is a little different. It's not quite as bad as saltwater, but it's still no fun.
Due to especially the electrical contacts in something. Man, I'm telling you, it just eats it up.
I doubled with you there to start with, but fresh water is a little different than salt water. It's not quite as corrosive, but it's still pretty bad, and there's easy ways to tell if it's been in a flood car, and I can tell you those if you want to know them.
One, but I didn't mess with it. I gave my truck to a friend, and I told him, and when he picked it up, I said, look, you're going by Hartwell. Back this thing down the boat ramp and rinse it out real good. Get all the salt water you can out of it. He didn't do that. And he could never get it going.
Hey, Skeck, let me see if I got it.
Okay.
They're buying a used car. The first thing you want to do is pull the carpet back. The sand will still be under there in the jute. Because they don't ever clean that out. And that'll be your first sign that the car has been in a flood.
Yep.
What you do is I start pulling, the little plastic electrical connectors. A lot of times, you can clean those out. But if those contact points where those compression plastic connectors go together, if they're not clean in there, run.
Fresh water is different than salt water, so not those weather pack connectors, you won't have the corrosion in there like you did with salt water.
That salt water, it turned, you know how your battery looks when you need to clean the terminal? That's what it did to everything. It's all over everything. All the electrical stuff.
Fun is in about a year when you take that car to a humid environment like Greenville, there won't be much left of it if it's been in the salt water.
I even told him, I said, your frame's going to be no good in just a few years because it's going to rot from the inside out.
Think about that. There ain't no way that vehicle's going to last any time because you can't get that out of the inside of the frame or inside the panels, inside the quarter panels, you know, where it seeps in. You can't get that out of there.
Because that, yeah, the wheelhouses, they're all, it's gone. I say the only thing good out of a flood car would be the glass.
Tires.
Do like door panels and stuff like that.
Tires.
Be okay. City of mine that bought this car, they got it going, but it constantly something happens to it. You know, I mean, you're talking brakes. The only thing that was really savable on it was the fiberglass body and the tires and wheels. That's about it. She built it. She said, you can rebuild that. I said, it'd be cheaper to buy another one.
Sometimes it is.
Up the hill, Patrick.
25 now.
Since you've been on the radio a little bit, between customers, you ain't on there for about 5 or 10 minutes, and that's it.
Already.
I'm up at the house. I got to go home and take care of it because I don't have anybody to help me with anything that can manage something, and can't get anybody to answer the phone anyway.
Bad.
It's just I got to go move some stuff, and they need to move right now so they can do some work, and I can't get anybody to go move a trailer for me.
Coming back down?
I'll be making phone calls after that and just dealing with it that way. So, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But, like I said, just got nobody else I can depend on, so go do it myself.
With all the help that you've been doing, it somebody might help you.
Every now and then, but typically no. I've just kind of gotten used to it and deal with it.
Anything I can do, holler at me. Well, you know, I can lift a little something, you know.
But like I said, I'm just going to move a trailer, and that's it. I need to move my enclosed trailer out of the way, but that's all it is.
He could do that for you.
Yeah, knowing Patrick, it's a fifth wheel hookup for a big, huge equipment trailer.
A chain car carrier.
That's my little 16-foot enclosed trailer. It's nothing big. I just need it moved out of the way.
Put a couple of doctor's appointments this morning. I'd have run up there for you if I could figure out where you were.
We'll figure it out. We'll get it done. That's just, like I said, that's just the story of the way things go for me.
Did I ever tell you what I've done as far as the truck?
Hopped out there at the end. Go ahead.
Chevy laid down on me. Yeah, after I put a transmission in, or after I had an insurance claim to put the transmission in it, I was lucky on that. I had one of those extended warranties, and they put a transmission in it for me. I put out $100 for that new transmission, and then I got the thing home, drove it 2 or 3 months, and the daggum computer laid down in it. So my wife says, okay, it's time. Go get you a new one. So I managed to find a 2024 Ram 2500 gas. And I bought the thing used, but it only had 200 miles on it.
For HGAC, somebody using it as a demo?
He even gave me the man's phone number for me to call him. because nobody, they couldn't hardly sell the thing because nobody believed that it didn't have a problem. Well, I got the man's phone number. I called him, and he says, well, I went down there to the Dodge dealership, and I bought that truck. I like the truck. It's everything I want. But I brought it home, and my wife said it ain't got a sunroof, and it ain't got a walnut-covered console, and it ain't got a 21-inch display, and it ain't got this, it ain't got that. The next thing I know, I was shelling out another $32,000 to get one of them Laramies.
Oh, he didn't need a new truck. He needed a new wife.
I don't mind, because that wife of his is how I got a $63,000 truck for 51.
The 4A's Eddie. An expensive mistake, wasn't it? Thing between me and a new truck. The only thing stopping me from getting a new truck's like $60,000.
What? The guy said that the one he bought? Oh, my God. His wife talked him into going ahead and going diesel, and he got everything but an automatic butt scratcher on the thing. It was $91,000 after the discount. It was a $98,000 truck.
To add the losses on the truck you bought on top of that. Hey, stay in touch with him, Steven. His wife may change her mind about that one.
Hey, I tell you what, man, listen, this truck here, it's got everything I need. I mean, it's got it all. I'm happy with it, and I managed to get it and pay for it. I don't owe a dime on it now. It pulls my new fifth wheel just fine, thank you. So as far as a new one with all the butt screen and, he said that truck he got, it even had a heated steering wheel.
You know, I bought a 16 Ram when my other one got flooded. We were at the beach, and you couldn't get a rental car. We couldn't get home, so I had to buy something to drive home. And I got this at a good deal, and it's got a heated steering wheel and a heated seat, too.
What seat? And, you know, I got all the other amenities, and, you know, it's got all them goodies, but... I tell you what, when I buy and it's for me, now if I buy something for my wife, that's a different story. She gets what, mama gets what she wants. But as far as mine, she don't even go down there with me until I'm ready to sign the paperwork. And she'll look at it and say, well, that color, that's a good color. That's all I want to hear, and I'm done. Hey, give me that truck.
Make that thing over good. He got one without the heated steering wheel. What the hell? Car blowing his horn at me on a two-lane road, or a narrow two-lane road, because there's trees on the side of the road, and they don't want to slow down. Blowing the horn at me in this truck. And they're in a little Saturn view. QRP. They can slow down a lot quicker than I can. That truck. Pictures of it on my QRZ page. Hadn't been on QRZ in 20 years.
I have to duck out on you. I'm coming up on my first doctor's appointment here. I tend to pack them all up, so I got a morning full of doctor's appointments. So I'm going to bail out on you. Patrick, I enjoyed the ride along this morning, and I don't even know the other gentleman's name. Who are you?
4AZ dude.
Enjoyed it this morning, and y'all be safe out there. Hey, now, Patrick, you remember that story I told you about catching that VW microbus in my treads? Don't do that out there. Now, you don't want a little squished blue Saturn in your treads, so just be careful out there. Y'all have a good day. 73's KN4 VWA. I'm gone.
Steve, and I am parked the tool truck for the day. As soon as it finishes its regen, I'll get in the excursion and make my way up the mountain. But good to talk to you, and go ahead, dude, and I'll be around for a minute.
Steven, probably do it again, I'm sure. Remember,
when you shake that doctor's hand, just give him a fist bump because your hand would probably be cold without that steering wheel. When he goes in there, Patrick.
You never make it without all these modern conveniences.
You know, we don't. I have to wear glasses to see these little things on my dash now. You're reading glasses to look at them, see what does what. But yeah, I tell Vicky we're heading down. I said my butt's getting hot. We're trying to figure out how to cut this stuff off. We don't even know how we cut it on.
10 menus deep in the instrument cluster.
I'm so used to just as long as I know where the turn signal is, the windshield wipers, and the headlights, I'm good to go.
Remember the days when it was a big deal to get power windows and power door locks in your car and AC?
Yeah, that was. Yeah, you got in one of those, man. You was in luxury. I'm gonna go ahead and get this. I went to Lowe's this morning and loaded up some deck boards, so I'm gonna get started on that so I can try to get something done so I can drive my truck a little bit when it warms up instead of be out screwing in screws. So good luck with what you're doing. We'll stop in time, holler or something when we get by the radio. And have fun doing what you're gonna do today, and we'll talk about that other later or something. Maybe we'll figure a code. All right, catch you later. Toodles from N4AZE.
Dude, good to hear you this morning. Enjoyed the ride along. And you and Miss V today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.